Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 65 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about the benefit that's provided by simplifying something, the features that are offered by many software as a service that could be gotten if you do the work on your own. I use quite a few software as a service tools that provide a feature that I could theoretically get myself. And you can say this anywhere. I could, you know, of course you could say that about anything. I could write my own, you know, code for a mail server, you know, of course, Gmail. I could write my own Okay. But even further, if you look at something like GitHub, GitHub is hosted Git. Now there's other tools that it provides, pull requests and issues that you could theoretically solve with a wiki or something. But in the end, I can host my own Git server, and I actually hosted my own Git server before GitHub came around. And I was very, very thankful to pay GitHub money so that I didn't have to host my own server anymore. There's a lot of other tools that I pay money for that run tests for me or that do code sniffing for me or whatever else. All things that I could do on my own. I could set up the infrastructure or automate backups for me or set up servers for me. Each of those things that I've just mentioned is a tool that I use and I pay money for. And each of those things are things that I technically have the tools and the ability in front of me to be able to do, but I pay somebody else to do it. So why would I pay somebody else to do it? And I've seen plenty of people responding to, Adam Weatham announced Nitpick, which is a PSR2 code sniffer for PHP yesterday. And some of the responses were, well, why would I pay you money to run automated code sniffers on my code when I can just set it up myself? It's the same thing, right? Why? Another friend of mine, Brian Webb, has something called Automatic, OttoMatik, and it's automated backups. Well, why would I do that when I could just write the cron job and then write the validation software and the verification software? And another friend of mine created something called Dead Man Snitch that makes sure that your cron jobs are running. And another friend wrote Laravel Forge, which is a server administration tool, and on and on and on. These tools that do things that you could do on your own. What's the point? Why would you pay somebody money to do something that if you can do it on your own? And the thing is, list out all those things, and then also list out the stuff that's a part of your normal job as a developer. What are the responsibilities in front of you, either as a developer or especially as a business owner? And there's a difference between could you do something? Well, so there's a difference between could you do something and does the amount of time that you can do it merit it getting done? And can you replace that time and minimize the cost to benefit ratio by paying some external service to do it? So I've been running an application called Karani for a long time, and it's targeting people who are in nonprofits world, which means they tend to not make a lot of money. They tend to not be used to paying money for tools that they're using. One of the questions I have to answer on a regular basis is, why would I pay you money? Why would I pay you $30 a month to manage all this stuff when I could do it on my own? And the thing is, you could, but then you'd be spending all your time managing it and none of your time actually doing the thing you want to do. That's the whole reason I created this application, because I was spending, I had 10 hours a week to do my fundraising at the job I was at. And I would spend 8 of those hours administering things, calculating things, making Excel spreadsheets, making planned lists and reports and all this kind of stuff. So I created Karani because for $30 a month, which is not equivalent to, you know, 8 hours a week, 4.5 weeks, 4.25 weeks a month, you don't have to do that anymore. And you can spend all that saved time doing the fundraising you need to do. And furthermore, I was able to say, is your time worth X dollars an hour? You know, whatever, $30 an hour, $30 a month divided by however many hours that it is that it's saving for you. And if it's worth it, then this is worth it for you, because it's freeing you up to do the other things you need to do. And as a business owner, is having an automated software that runs my database backups for me, notifies me if anything goes wrong, is really easy to spin up a new one, to duplicate another one, all those things. Is it worth the time saved? Of course. Imagine the amount of hours that I've spent doing that manually in the past. Is Forge worth the money that it's costing me to not have a sysadmin who's sitting here spinning up all these servers up and down all the time, and the time I have to wait, and rather for whatever it is, $20 or $30 a month, I can just spin up all these servers? Like, yeah, that's, of course, $30, like, is not even an hour of my time. That's not even close to an hour of my time. Is it saving me an hour, more than an hour a month? Yes, quite a few hours a month. So it's worth it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and so when Adam's thing came up, people said, well, couldn't you configure this server on your own? It's like, yeah, you could. And I have them configured on my machine and on a lot of my remote machines. And honestly, a lot of the time I spend doing code review for people is making sure that their code style is good enough. You know, like, that's time wasted. I'm the friggin' owner of the company, and I'm wasting my time doing code style review. And now I can pay somebody 10, 20, 30 bucks a month, 50 bucks a month, or whatever. And we just save that much time from the owner or from the senior developer or from whoever it is having to waste their time on that. Is that worth it? Absolutely, it's worth it. You know, like, so I think there's a huge kind of perspective in the geek world that the more options, the more work, the more control, the better. And there's a lot of reasons why that's really good. Like, I love the idea of open source software, of all that stuff. But I've talked before about this, about the difference between Linux and Mac. Linux lets you do everything, but you have to do everything. Mac lets you do less things, but the defaults are good. It's opinionated. It's got a lot of good. That's the reason that I fell in love with Rails originally, and then later Laravel, is because rather than making up my code and conventions every single time I spun up a new application, I had a series of conventions that just said, here's how it's going to be. And so if you find yourself wondering why would somebody charge money for a service, and that's not to say every service is worth it, but why would somebody charge money for a service that I can do myself? You got to stop and say, okay, how much time would it take, and how much would that cost my business? And is the way my business is set up in a place where it's good for me to spend money and time on these things rather than, you know, or spend time on it on myself, on my own, rather than paying somebody else to do it, or is it not? And that answer may be different depending on your business. For my business, wasting my hours and wasting developer hours doing sysadmin and or whatever else it ends up being, and then I can replace that and add more usefully billable hours for 30 bucks a month, 50 bucks, 100 bucks a month, whatever, then yes, I'll do it. If you are a single developer shop that doesn't have enough work and it's better to save $30 even if it costs you 10 hours of your time, well then okay, go do that. But I can't imagine a context other than whether it's you have some really strange needs that can't be met by one of these tools, or you have free time and not free money. Like, if you have more free time than you do the ability to spend $30, got it. But I think that's a bigger concern than anything else. If you don't have enough work and you've got time to waste just so you can save $30 a month, then I think your bigger concern there is not that a software tool is a bad fit, but more that you need to get more work and charge more for your work, you know. And I've been in that place. I'm laughing because I know that world, and I have been terrified to spend money on things, but I don't want you to be. Get the tools that are going to make you do the best job and be willing to spend a little money and just make sure that you're making enough money to pay for them. This fear of paying any money for a tool that would be convenient is just, I don't know, it's holding you back, I guess, if you're one of those folks. So I hope this helps somebody. Thanks for listening to 5 Minute Geek Show, or at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5minutegeekshow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or RSS. And if you like the show, share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my wrap.
Okay, can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you with your sweet potato.